speaking out to those of you that feel abandoned, those of you that feel left behind, those of you that feel unloved, those of you that feel broken by what life has brought to you. We speak out to those of you that just feel so broken and so lost. We speak out to you and we claim the name of Jesus Christ in your life. We claim that you are loved by the Lord. You are greatly loved. He loves you deeper, deeper than anything you can imagine. You are not abandoned. You are part of the family of God.
Thank you. I give it all to you, God. I give it all. I give it all to you, God. Trusting that you'll make something beautiful out of me. I give it all. I give it all to you, God. Trusting that you'll make something beautiful out of me. I will climb this mountain with my hands wide open. I will climb this mountain with my hands wide open. Oh, you will climb this mountain, God. Oh, you will keep it all. With my hands wide open, I will climb this mountain with my hands. I will climb this mountain with my hands wide open. I will climb, I will climb. Yeah, I will climb this mountain with my hands wide open. I will climb this mountain with my hands wide open. I will climb this mountain.
Come on, keep it going.
Thank you.
separate my heart from your great love. My fate is fate. There's nothing I can separate my heart from your great love. My fate is fate. There's nothing I can separate my heart.
Nothing anywhere separate.
your presence, God. So have courage. You of little faith, have courage.
Thank you that you want to be.
Just let that courage grow inside of you. Like a flower blossoming, let it grow. Just use that courage.
God, we want to be closer to you.
Draw our lost friends back to you, God. Draw our lost family back to you, God. Use us, God, to burn that they can see your name glowing in the darkness of their lives, God. Calling them out of the darkness into the light. Showing them who they are in you and showing them their value is so immense that you gave your only son and you crucified him so that they might live, God, and that we might live in Christ. So, Father, in Jesus' name, move in their hearts, in Jesus' name, all across this land. Jesus' name, lift them up.
Would you just put that directly into our hearts, God?
Yes.
That we would not hesitate, God, but that we would go out, God, to all corners of the earth, God, that we would not stand just in a room, we would not stay just in a single spot, we would not contain your gospel, but we would spread it to the corners of the earth, God, that we would go out, that we would just spread your kingdom all around the earth, God, that your spirit would rain down, that your spirit would break every wall down, God, that you would just rule in every corner of the earth, God, would you just come in power, come in might, come.
not one in the darkest corners of this world that you do not see, you do not care for.
Where are your accusers now? Where are your accusers now? There's therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Where are your accusers now? Where are your accusers now? There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Where are your accusers now? Where are your accusers now? There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Where are your accusers now? Where are your accusers now? There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Where are your accusers now? Where are your accusers now? There is therefore now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. Where are your accusers now?
Things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Kingdom.